Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. And it shall be
Levon. And it shall be a good man. Yes, Sir Elton bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Pam Harper, the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock, BusinessAdvance.com, and the host of an outstanding radio show. Right, Pam?
That's right. Growth Igniters Radio with Pam Harper and Scott Harper.
How long now? 2 years? 3 years?
No, not quite that long. It's been since February 2015. We have a great directory of episodes. People can access it for free by going to growthignitersradio.com. And all kinds of interviews with amazing people, including Jim Blasingame.
And I remember when it was a gleam in your eye.
It was. I was very inspired by all these conversations we've been having. And I think there are so many incredibly bright people that we can all learn from. So
absolutely. Case in point, Pam Harper is here with us today, ladies and gentlemen. Pam, let's talk about, we're talking about growth. We're talking about growth opportunities. She's seeing people out there who are saying they got growth opportunities. They can't take advantage of all of it. What are some of the issues that they need to pay attention to?
Well, if you think about a company that is scaling for growth, like, for instance, I was dealing with one company where they had tremendous momentum. They were changing business models. Get this, all these things going on simultaneously. Changing business models, changing branding, doubling the size of their staff in response to a major marketing campaign. They're relocating to a space that was twice the size of what they had. This is a small business. And they were opening up several branch facilities as well. Now, can you say major risk factor?
Right.
You know, so this is what happens when you see opportunity out there. They had plenty of momentum. The reason that we were talking together was that he was able to recognize what I was calling the paradox of momentum,
right,
which is the very momentum that can propel us can also stop us stone cold.
Mm-hmm.
And because what happens when everything is important, and all of these things were, people can start going off in different directions. And in fact, even if you were a gang of one, you can start going off in different directions. When everything's important, nothing's important,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's right.
Because you instinctively drop things. And so he was recognizing the risk that he was going to start dropping things. And that's why we started talking about the fact that if you can recognize this, then you are in a position to be able to navigate it.
Mm-hmm.
And navigating it means doing something that I call triaging, which is
right.
above and beyond prioritizing. You know, we're all familiar with prioritizing and SMART goals and all of that. But you have to start learning where to put your energies. So I came up with this because if you think about the idea of an emergency room, everything in an emergency room is important, right?
Mm-hmm.
And but yet, the staff will triage. They'll say, what is going to be the best use of our energy and
right.
our resources? Where are we going to be able to make the biggest difference? And what's happening well
what's
enough
the most,
right now?
And what's the most critical thing right now?
That's right. So we look at, it's a fluid situation. In business, taking it back into business, there are some things when everything is important, as this person was saying, everything was important, and it was. He had to start looking at what were the things that were going well enough right now that he could put his attention and more of his resources in the areas where he was going to have a greater return on investment.
Let me give you an example. Let's say that this person said, all right, I've got an opportunity to grow, and it's in the form of acquiring a competitor in the next county over, and I need to sit down and write a business plan so I can take it to my bank. I need to go talk to that person, negotiate the deal, when maybe what that person really needs to do is say, okay, my people aren't going to be able to do this. I don't have the right team in place to take care of this. If we start this, I'm going to wind up with a mess because of the personnel that I have right now. So that this means I don't need to go off make an offer on that business. I need to start by bringing in the right people and then grow. That's the way I think.
Those are some of the decisions that you have to make.
Yep.
I make the case that you have to really begin to look first at what should be happening with what is happening. Do you know how oftentimes people really, we do it instinctively, but we don't do it consciously, if you think about it.
Tell me what you mean by should rather than could.
Okay, in other words, you were talking about in your example whether somebody should go out and acquire their
right.
competitor in the next county. The question is, why should they be? I mean, is just because they're available?
No, I'm assuming you've been through all that. The problem, the point I was making was that maybe I've decided that's the best way to go. I know it's available.
Yeah.
But if you mentioned triage to me,
yes.
If I've got the wrong team, I'm going to fail with the wrong team.
Yes.
I've got to go back and hire different managers.
At.
I've got to. I may have to fire somebody who's been with me 20 years because they can't go to the next level. You see what I mean?
That's right.
That's what
yeah.
I was. When I think of triage, that's what I think of.
Yes, and that is. And you are right. You are correct. I misunderstood.
Yeah.
So you have to look at whether you have the ability, the infrastructure to be able to do certain things as you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have certain pieces in place? Because everything is contingent upon something else being in place first, to a certain extent. And sometimes we're reaching for that thing that we want to go after, but we don't have
right.
the right people in place.
Right.
That is one of the factors, definitely.
I need the website. I need the website again, Pam.
It's businessadvance.com and growthignitersradio.com.
So we're going to talk about your priorities on growing your business. What do they need to look like, and how do you set them? How do you support them? When we come back with our good friend Pam Harper, it's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.